The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome in. The Floor is Yours, an extension of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports YouTube channel. Also, we post this on our new NBA on Five Reasons podcast feed to catch content from around the league, from our contributors and some new contributors. We cover more than just the Miami Heat, but we are going to handle the Miami Heat here on this show. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick on the Five Reasons Sports. I got Sean Rochester. You can follow him at S. Rochester NBA. And we're sponsored here by our friend Eric Rubenstein. Floor is Yours is sponsored every single week by our friend Eric Rubenstein. You can find him at ericrubenstein.com or Attorney Rubenstein on Instagram, and you can often find him near the floor at Heat games. That's why he sponsors Floor is Yours. You'll find him hanging out with Rick Ross. But what he does in his day job is he represents you if you have a car accident. So reach out to him, magna cum laude, St. Thomas University, South Florida, born and bred from Lauderhill. This is the guy that you want to go to. He will help you get what you deserve if you have a car accident. So check him out, ericrubenstein.com or Attorney Rubenstein, huge Miami Heat fan. Check him out today.
All right, Sean, let's get to it. By the way, we've got people wanting to join the stream. Our guy Timmy wants to join. So if we can make that happen, forward him the email, we'll get him on here. We're doing everything on the fly this morning. We're also dealing with StreamYard issues, so it's good to see that everybody can hear me. And unlike on Starting Five this morning, I'm not talking to myself for 8 minutes. So apparently that was not my fault. A technology glitch that was not caused by Ethan J. Skolnick. That's a new thing. All right, we're discussing the Shams report this morning. That to me, and I'm just going to start here, Sean, is a lot of nothing as I read it. I know I'm not supposed to say that because we need exclamation points and we need views and we need clicks and all the rest of this. This is not really any different than has been out there for a very long time. And I always say here on these streams, and we'll get to the comments here as well. We hope you guys subscribe to Off the Floor because we're going to do some content there too. I always say you have to think of why the report's coming out, who it's coming out from, who maybe leaked it to that person, and why it's coming out. Okay? So let me start here. I'm going to go to you, Sean, but let me just give you an overall thought process on this, okay? All right. Woj had no relationship, and Timothy Bain joins us now. Woj had no relationship with the Heat. I've documented that, okay? Shams, there's a little bit more of one. Shams and Jimmy's agent, Bernie Lee, go at it sometimes. I haven't gotten the sense that Bernie's the biggest fan of Shams, although some of that could be for show. But it's odd to me that the last two Jimmy Butler reports of any significance have been released by Shams. Now, he's pretty much operating as a silo now because Woj is not there. So there, everybody else who was kind of in the national space and far in terms of breaking news has kind of fallen out because it was basically became like a, you know, Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker thing between Woj and Shams over the past few years. And so everybody else couldn't get news. And so everybody else is doing other things now. But we've had two reports from Shams, okay? And I'm going to take you all back to give some context here to the day that Riley called Jimmy out for not being available enough. Because on that day, Jimmy's camp came out and basically said, publicly, you know, we're still on board, all the rest of this, said all the right things. But privately, there was irritation about Pat's comments, okay? And then as that came out, Jimmy's camp, made it clear that Jimmy was likely going to opt out. that if they weren't going to sign into an extension, Jimmy was going to opt out, that his mind would be made, and that he would essentially, you know, test the waters at that point, that if the Heat weren't going to rip up the last year of that contract and file and give him an extension, which essentially was an extra $58 million, that he was going to go test the market. Okay. And that's where it was. That's what I was expecting. That's what I was reporting. And then we got to the draft, the day that Bam signed the extension. And just coincidentally, on that day, Shams, again, who I don't believe has any relationship with Butler's camp, Shams came out with a report that Jimmy was not going to sign an extension under any circumstances now. It was just weird timing, like on the day of the draft, okay? But then I pivoted. I thought, and Alex and I did a podcast on this the other day where I said there were three options, but I wouldn't give any of them greater than 40%. Okay, the three options are Jimmy stays the rest of the season, opts out, which is where I thought it was going before. Jimmy stays the rest of the season and opts in, which I said is where I thought it was going now, because Jimmy has not been that available this season and has not played. He's played better of late, for sure, but he hasn't played like a superstar who's going to command max money for 3 years or more in the open market. Okay. And the third option was the Heat don't let it get there, but they basically just deal him before that. Okay. And I said, I don't think any of these three options are more than 40%. In fact, if you break up the pie of about 100, I said it was like 37, 33, 27, something like that. Okay. I think they're all about the same. All this did today is return it to where it was this summer, which is that Jimmy didn't get his extension, is probably not going to get an extension, no matter how much pressure is put on the Heat at this point. Because honestly, what Pat wanted to see, he hasn't really seen. I mean, he's missed, you know, one out of every four games. He's played at a pretty high level at times. At times, he hasn't been all that engaged. Team's playing better. And as the team is playing better, the Heat are more inclined to keep a team together because we know they always lean on the side of trying to compete. Okay, that's what they always do. They did it at 11-30. Okay, when they got to 14-40, they decided to press through in the 16-17 season. They will always try to compete. So honestly, I don't think there's really anything new today other than three teams being dropped, which is Houston, Dallas, and Golden State, which are all teams we've talked about as options for him. And I've said all along that I think Golden State is the most likely if he's traded, because I think that's the team that will take care of their star. And there's already been reports about how they're going to pair him with somebody else or pair Steph with somebody else. And I think if Steph walked into the office up there to Mike Dunleavy Jr. or whatever and said, and the ownership group, which he has a great relationship with, they've got a new arena, they will spend into the tax. We've seen this, okay? He walks in there and says, I need one more shot, go get Jimmy. They'll do it. And they also have a player to headline it in Kuminga, who they've just moved into the starting lineup. They put Draymond on the bench, but there's no way that's permanent. Okay, they're showcasing Kuminga. And they've moved Kuminga into the starting lineup. And you have a matching contract in Wiggins, which is now kind of a neutral contract because the guy's shooting 43% for the field. He's only 30 years old. 43% for three. So I'll go to you first on this, Sean. Like, is there anything today that is different? Alex and I did this pod a week ago. I don't really see the change other than getting national spotlight.
No, I don't think anything has changed. And I think, you know, you get that Shams bomb and you react, right? It's not something that's imminent. You know, it's not like Thursday when they play the Toronto Raptors, that Jimmy's not going to be on the Heat. Like, that's not what we're expecting here. It's something that we knew. It's teams we already knew about. I guess it's, to your point at the beginning, who is it that wants this to be known? And I think it's certainly coming from the Jimmy side, right? Like, why would the Heat release this unless they want him out? Like, he's being a behind the scenes disaster. Why would the Heat release this? It's the Jimmy side trying to use this as leverage to get him out, get him an extension. It could be both ways. It doesn't mean that today this news says Jimmy Butler will, in all caps, bolded with excitement marks, be traded. You know, I know, like, I made the title of this YouTube stream, Emergency NBA Floor Is Yours. Like, breaking news.
Views.
Before lunch. Like, look at the flames in the background. If you're watching visually, there are flames behind
the Excellent job. Excellent job. By the way, this is my second Jimmy stream before 11 o'clock, and I got another one coming up at 105. We appreciate the content.
Yes.
We do. I just don't think anything has changed here. It looks the same to me. Go ahead, Timmy.
It's December 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows, and if you follow Flaws with yours, I've said this a lot. December 15th is the unofficial start of the trade season when players signed in the summer can be traded. And I've said this at least three times. The Warriors currently have the best expiring contract right now in De'Anthony Melton, because even though he was one of their best players, season, he's expiring $12.8 million. So if you're waiting for December 15th to make a move, rather than trade De'Anthony Melton for Valanciunas, let me stir up the pot and see if we can get Jimmy Butler, who has been linked to the Warriors for, I think, maybe 3 months now. So I do think this is a – and the first of all, the whole article was what Shams is hearing around the entire NBA. So this might be a little bit of Dunleavy saying, well, before I trade Melton for a role player, let me just kick up some fire on getting Jimmy. I said it earlier when it came out, I actually said in summer, I always expect this to be the last Jimmy season regardless. Either he walks in the summer and you get like picks or you trade him at the deadline. So like I had two of my friends call me and say, I heard the news. Are you okay? I'm like, I have a very good, he's a Celtic fan and a Sixers fan. And then, so we always cheer each other about our team's respect.
Timmy, I got a bunch of texts that said, oh boy, today, you must be busy. And
I got two calls like, how are you? And I thought, I was like, are you asking me because it's Christmas time? Like, what are you asking me about? I said, oh, Jimmy, like, I fully expected him to leave this season anyway. I think it's going to end up being either Wiggins and Kuminga or like Amen and Jabari and like whatever. I think it is a big yes. Melton did tear his knee up, but he's expiring. There are a lot of teams right now trying to get off of money who are going to give the Warriors something for Melton. So right now, Melton is the best trade asset. I didn't say player, best trade asset. And I do know, and y'all know, I watch the Warriors every night because Buddy is there, and Buddy just spoke to the Heat OG last night on NBA TV, which is, UD is pretty good at media, very good. But he talked to OG last night and said that he's having fun. Like this is the vibes are good. I do know they feel like they could probably take it. Like the league is so weird this year. So I do think this is more of the Warriors side and the Rockets. Both of them really are like what 2-4 in the West right now. They probably want to see what they could knock over by getting Jimmy's name in the mix right now.
Timmy, let me cut in there because I want to give people the standings here so they have an understanding of this and why I actually think this is good for the Heat, what happened today. Okay. So if you look at the Western Conference, the Thunder are 18-5. They seem a step above everybody else, especially now that Hartenstein's healthy and all that. The Grizzlies are second in the West. They're 17-8. The Rockets are 16-8. The Mavericks are 16-8. The Warriors are 14-9. So the three teams that were mentioned as teams that Jimmy would be okay going with are now third, fourth, and fifth in the West. Okay. And the two teams that are 2-6 are other teams I think could get involved in this, which is the Grizzlies and the Clippers. Okay. I think that the Grizzlies and the Clippers both could have interest in this. And the reason is all these teams are just so bunched up. Like there's a feeling that if you get one guy, particularly a playoff closer, as Jimmy has proven to be when healthy, that you can put yourself over the top. And then you have seventh, the Nuggets, 12-10, and the Lakers at 13-11. And I've heard buzz about both of them related to possible interest in Jimmy. So you're talking – because Jokic is essentially operating as a silo right now. Okay, he's playing like the best basketball of his life, but he's not – he has no help. And the Lakers, I just know because I talked to Sedano a lot. He's very plugged in with the Lakers, and he's talked about that. They're going to try to go get one more guy. LeBron loves Jimmy, all the rest is. Now, again, I don't know about a package headline by Austin Reeves, okay, but whatever. But the point is there are potentially – and three of them were mentioned today, but there are potentially seven teams in the Western Conference – that are between 17-8 and 13-11. They're between 3.5 games of each other. And Jimmy Butler could be a difference maker for those teams. And I think the best thing that can happen to the Heat is have all those teams announce their intentions to show interest in Jimmy Butler. Okay. So that the Heat, Sean, have a full, like, they've got a buffet of teams to look at and play off of each other. And then you let Andy go to work. But the question becomes, ultimately, will they trade him? Like, we could talk about all this, but will a team, okay, a franchise that always pushes forward, always pivot before the end, before the beginning of February, and say, you know what, we're not competing for a championship this year, but we wanted to give ourselves the best chance, but we're not going to do that. We're going to essentially lean into some of the young guys here, give ourselves maybe half a season with whatever young piece we've acquired, flip the draft picks eventually maybe for somebody else, and go a direction that honestly they have never gone before in a regular season, ever. 07-08, they had no choice. Everybody was hurt. They don't typically pull back during years.
And to add on to that, we're right now in the middle of, or at some point of, the best run the Heat have had all season. So, like, if there was ever a time to pull the plug, it is not currently, while your starting lineup is the best lineup in the NBA. You're beating good teams. You're playing well. Like, it doesn't, like, we have to look zoomed out, right? And that's the challenge that Pat and Andy have to do. You can't get caught up. You talk all the time about 30-11, 11-30, that team where they were about to have the meeting and then they went on a run and they didn't have it and they went on the run and, you know, it obviously didn't work out for the playoffs, but ultimately that team was disassembled and then, you know, you got Jimmy. I just look at it this way. If you're looking at those Western Conference teams, and we're not going to go through each one, because certainly there's going to be lots of time for that podcast to happen over and over over the next few months. Don't take it from the Heat's perspective. If you're a Houston Rockets fan or you're a Houston Rockets general manager, do you believe that Jimmy is enough to push you over the top to actually win the title? Because it's not, I want to make a trade, send my young guys out just to be good. It's the same thing we talk about as a Heat fan. Do we just want to add to this roster, the Terry Rozier trade? Do you just add something for the sake of competing? Looking at those teams, Memphis, all the way down to your point about LA, is Jimmy enough to put me over the top to beat Oklahoma City, Boston, Cleveland, etc.? And if the answer is no, then I shouldn't make the trade. But what you want from the Heat's perspective is you want a couple of those teams to believe. Because if you have a market, you have competition between those teams, now the asking price can go up. And I think if we look back to the summertime, there was no competition. There was no market. There were very few teams where he fit. And I think now you're starting to see that because the games are being played, because teams are starting to believe, now you have that competition, which is a very, very good thing for the Miami Heat. If, like you said, if they choose to do that.
Right. There's two elements to this. There's will they do it? And then there's who wants him. And then it's the who wants him plays into will they do it? Because if you have enough teams that are interested, then the market is created. Then somebody makes you an offer that you can't refuse. And I've talked about this, and this is no slight to Jimmy, because I don't know, everybody gets on and says, OK, well, I have an issue with it. I don't. OK, Jimmy is a lot. He's a lot. OK, he's been a lot for the Heat for now almost 6 years. OK, and it's been worth it. So let's make that case. Okay. Let's make that point. To this point, it's been worth it. You get two finals appearances, three Eastern Conference finals appearances. It's been worth it. But he has a lot to deal with. Okay. If you're not contending for a championship. And I say that because it matters in terms of who would trade for him also. Any team that trades for him is going to have the infrastructure to work with him. And that's why I keep coming back to Golden State. I keep coming back to Golden State, and the reason, again, part of it is I do think Kuminga is a piece that would interest the Heat, but also it's the infrastructure they have there with Steph as the lead star, with Draymond for all of his issues in there, with Kerr, with an owner who likely would be encouraged to spend, with trying to take care of Curry for you know, the remainder of his career, and giving him a partner who. I think Jimmy would get back to playing more defense maybe in that situation, because I think Jimmy's defense has kind of been up and down this year. And they've dealt with older players. I mean, they dealt with Clay. Obviously, they didn't decide to retain him. So they have experience with all this. There's an infrastructure in Golden State where I think that would make sense. Houston, I don't know. Timmy, I'll go to you on this. I'm just curious, like, with their core, like, let's say Jabari Smith is the headliner. Okay, they have interesting young players. They've got contracts who can match. They're ahead of schedule. But it, wouldn't Jimmy be counted on more there than Golden State? I feel like I'm not totally sold on Houston's ultimate interest in him. They keep getting mentioned because they're a young team that's surprised and because he's from that area. I've never gotten the sense Jimmy wanted to go back to Texas, but I guess that's one of the teams that he's willing to go to. It's been said he's been willing to go. It feels to me like Dallas would be a better fit for him than Houston. But I mean, does Houston make much sense?
No, and it really makes sense because they made all those trades this summer to get those picks. So it's like they have the most picks. He's from there. He definitely would be relied upon more because basically the deal have to be Brooks, Jabari, and a filler. And he would get it. And I always thought that Dylan would be a great Heat player. But so you get Jabari next to Bam. You replace the toughness with Dylan. But Jimmy would have to do way more. You know, it'll be Jalen might sell like the most shots, but Jimmy would have to be like the guy, you know? And the infrastructure, who was he going to respect on that team? Fred won a ring, you know, but like, whereas Curry is like arguably top 10, top 11 player of all time. You have Kerr, you have Draymond who will run through a wall. So I always thought that it comes back to Warriors just based on need. The Rockets don't need to get another star. They want to. They have the assets too, but they aren't needy. Curry has maybe two or three more years where he can realistically be this great just because, you know, small guards don't really last this long. Like Chris Paul is an anomaly. So if you're betting on Curry can't do this for much longer, he's maybe a Lou Dort dirty play away from being out for the season. You want to make sure you show up that team for Curry. So I always thought that the Rockets are being used for leverage. They have hella young players, hella picks. And like, for instance, I thought Reed, Shepard, I keep saying Reed, yeah, Reed Shepard could have been a rookie of the year, but he can't even get on the court. Mm-hmm. Dwayne Fred and Amen, you just can't even get your rookie in the court. So they have to, at some point, consolidate. I actually said on Floor's Yours last week that I think the only player who's worth it is maybe Ingram, just because he's younger and will cost less. So maybe you get an Ingram to upgrade your...
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Team, but going off of Jimmy, you burn your assets and for what? To not be good enough to beat the Thunder? So yeah, I always thought it's the Warriors or nothing.
That's where I'm at too, but again, that's not what the Heat want. The Heat would want, if they are inclined to trade Jimmy, they want as many possible teams out there as they can. The one thing I will mention too is that sometimes we find out after the fact that different parties we didn't think were working together are actually working together. And I don't get the sense that like the Heat and Jimmy's camp are like, this is not a total at odds situation. I know there was disappointment, frustration with some of the stuff that Pat said at the time he did. But I do think that the Heat would try to do right by Jimmy, if that's the case, and try to get him to a destination that makes sense for him. The fact that there's actually three teams on this list that was released is a positive. Obviously, we dealt with what happened with Dame in Portland, where he basically gave one team, and then you had a general manager who, much to his own stupidity, decided to eliminate that team, even though it looks like Tyler Hero is the best possible player that he could have gotten from anybody, as this whole thing turned out. So I think that the Heat will try again, based on what Jimmy's done for the franchise on the court, to make sure he's not sent to a place he doesn't want to go. And there's also the other part of this. a team should not trade for Jimmy if he's not going to be happy there, because Jimmy is someone who will make your life very difficult if he doesn't want to be in a place. We've seen that with Minnesota. So that also limits the scope of teams a little bit. And if he is some, if it's his group that is leaking, we'll go to these three teams, then yeah, the Heat are probably should operate in those space of those three teams, because they're probably not going to get another team to trade for Jimmy when he doesn't want to be there. Look, Toronto traded for Kawhi in, what was it, 19, when Toronto wasn't high on his list. But Kawhi ultimately reported, and obviously they won a championship. But I think with Jimmy, that's not something, if I'm a team that, like, let's say Jimmy does not want to go to Memphis. If I'm Memphis, I don't trade for Jimmy. But the other part of this is, if he is essentially demanding an extension. So I guess let's get to the next part of this, because there's so many factors in this. Would the Heat trade him? Where would they trade him? What teams are interested? But also what teams are interested in actually extending him? I mean, he does have a home in California. Sean, I mean, which of these teams would it make sense to extend him? Because the only team that I see that it makes sense to extend him right away would be Golden State, to just align him with the rest of Curry's contract, right? I mean, I don't. If you're Houston, are you extending him with that core? I don't see it. If you're Dallas, are you extending him? He has a relationship with Kyrie.
So I said that, right? I was going to say with Kyrie, but Dallas has no picks, like no picks. I don't think the Heat going to do it, but they can extend Jimmy, because I want you to click over to next year. They have no money guaranteed next year. The Rockets, like Fred VanVleet can opt out. They can actually, I think it's a player option. So Red is player, right? It's a team option. So realistically, you could, if they keep our man, you could tell Fred VanVleet bye-bye, and you really only have, and if you trade Jimmy, so Jimmy, you would have Jimmy, Jalen, if you trade, literally, you could have Jimmy, Jalen, and that's it. So I guess they are really too worried about paying him, because they could clear the roster like that. They could just tell Fred VanVleet, go home, and have two players on the roster. So I think money isn't an issue with the Rockets. And that's one of the reasons why the name's being called up. You could build.
But timeline is an issue with them, isn't it? That's you and I are in agreement on that. Yeah, like I don't understand why.
Money wise, it doesn't matter. But yeah, he's not worth breaking up your call for, and you're not even sure if he stays.
Well, in Houston, you almost look at the model that Oklahoma City has been running through. Like, they have a lot of picks also. They just continue to allow their guys to develop, and they're at the top of the standing. So I don't feel like they are a team, if I'm Houston, that I feel like Jimmy is the guy that puts me over the top. I would continue to invest in my young guys. I agree with Golden State and Dallas. If we're looking at it from their perspective, I don't really see it with Memphis, the Clippers. I mean, I don't, like, if I'm
Well, the Clippers would essentially be sliding him into the Paul George spot, right? So you're essentially giving Kawhi somebody he wanted to play with before, but then you're counting on Kawhi to stay healthy, which is I don't know how you can do that. I see. I don't think the Memphis thing is crazy. I don't think the Memphis thing is crazy. But are they giving up Bane? Because if they're not giving up Bane, there's nothing on that roster that I'm necessarily looking at it from the Heat.
Well, and if you're the Heat, there's a couple ways you go about this, right? Like, Timmy keeps talking about the picks. Like, you have to make salaries match. But if you're taking picks, you're probably thinking, like, expiring contracts, picks. You're building really more so for the future. You're kind of resetting or rebuilding. Could you break Jimmy up into multiple players? I was looking, kind of just, you know, glancing to see if our friend, like, if Bernie's posting anything, if our friend Ernie is posting anything, just to, like, you know, and I saw Lebatard, he's live on his show right now, said that I can't see Pat making a trade that doesn't bring back someone better than Jimmy Butler. I don't see Pat playing for tomorrow so that Jimmy Butler gets to win now. And then Amin said, I can see them making a deal to get multiple players. So do you break Jimmy up into multiple guys?
I think that's it.
That's most likely. I think that's more likely than trying to just get picks and expirings.
Yeah, well, I agree. Unless there's another deal lined up, that's the other thing. Like, they have to know that they could flip the picks or something else. I don't see. And again, Dan knows the inside of the Heat organization. Obviously, he's the one person I listen to when it comes. I'm like, okay, if there's something I don't know from them, he would be the one who would know. But I don't know that they're going to get a player better than Jimmy right now. That's the question. And I think that's really the core of all of this is, we can talk about these other teams and what they would want. And that matters because, again, there has to be a market created. Okay. But ultimately, it comes down to the Heat's philosophy. And the Heat's philosophy is not to do this. It's not to do this. It typically it would be to ride this thing out and then get Jimmy to see if he wants to blink at the end of the season. That's the way that they would typically handle this. But again, Pat throwing down the gauntlet before the season about availability and Jimmy missing pretty much what he's on his pace to play like 63, 64 at this stage. I think changes the equation a little bit. And I think Tyler's development changes the equation a little bit. But I also think that they got to think hard about something I'm seeing here in the comments, which is, you know, is a Bam Tyler team going to be enough to compete in the East? And so who with Boston and Cleveland and some of those teams? And so who is the next guy? And if the next guy is not Giannis, okay, which it doesn't appear that it is at this stage, who's that player? Because you're not even looking for the same type of player you were looking for before, guys. If Tyler has developed to a certain level, some of the types of players, Mitchell's not available right now, but we were talking about like three level scorers as guards, right? Like that was sort of the next piece that you needed. I mean, they have a guy who's outplaying Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, and some of these guys right now is outplaying Bradley Beal, who there was a lot of conversation about. So maybe that's not the biggest need anymore. Maybe the need is someone more developed to pair with Bam at this stage. So maybe the need is an elite 3-and-D wing player, someone who's younger than Jimmy Butler, who can kind of be paired in terms of this group. I think their needs have changed as Tyler has emerged here. Not that he's your number one. I don't think he can be a number one on a championship team, okay? But maybe they've decided he can be a two or a three, but you need to figure out another one. And maybe they've also figured out that Bam is not going to be a second scorer, okay, at this stage because he hasn't done that consistently this year. So I'll leave this with you guys, and we're going to do a lot more during the day. I still have a hard time seeing the Heat actually pulling the trigger on a Jimmy trade. I will say the fact that more of it is out in the space today changes my mind a little bit because they haven't pushed back to this stage in the way that they typically would if none of this was true. But my lean is still that they're going to hold him and see if they can compete this year because it's what they always do. I'll start with you, Timmy. Do you think that's what they ultimately do?
I just don't see a scenario where Jimmy doesn't end the season in Miami. I mean, this is nice to talk about. You know, it's good to get the content going. But yeah, I just don't see it. I see they take it up until the – and shit, at this point, we might make it to the finals again.
You know? I mean, that's, Sean, that's what they do, though, right? Like this this little winning streak puts them in a position where you start to think, oh, okay, now we got Detroit, we got Toronto, Orlando's banged up, right? We just beat Cleveland. Can we just get to the playoffs so we catch Boston at the right time? They talk themselves into anything. I think it's more likely than in previous situations just because there's so much noise, so much buzz, and because Jimmy's a different character to deal with, okay? That I could see if they get the right offer, the right market, they make a move. But my lean is still, I still think that's the third most likely scenario of he opts in, opts out, or they trade him.
Yeah, I'm going to choose to believe this is the like banana in a tailpipe and we're exploring Rozier trades. This is actually just cover smoke to get, you know, we're secretly doing that to get him out of there. That's just my personal belief. I agree with you though. I don't see this realistically happening. I think that they would have to be almost overwhelmed, and it goes back to when we were talking about the market. Like if there are teams that are competing with each other and they have to pony up that guy that it really hurts for them to lose whomever it is, a Reed Shepherd, a Kuminga, whomever that like that, that token is, that's when the Heat are going to start really thinking about it, because it's not like the Lowry situation last year, completely different players, obviously, but like we want to get him out of there. We're motivated. Right. He's not a long-term piece. He's expiring. He's easy to move. This hurts Miami. Like I don't feel like we should be, and I know there's certain segments of our fan base that they just want transactions. Like this is exciting to them. I don't think today is an exciting piece of news that potentially, if we're reading into this, Jimmy may want out, and this is why this is leaked. I think it's exciting to think about possibilities, but I think we should be excited about how they're playing right now. So this is something we're going to deal with for the next couple months. And as Timmy has said multiple times on Floor Is Yours, I think this plays out into the summertime, and he's going to have a decision to make. And if he opts in, then the decision is going to be back on the lap of the Heat. And
yeah,
do you want to have him ride out that last year, or do you want to extend him, or do you want to trade him and get him out of here? So I just think it's something that we're going to continue to go through.
Yeah, I mean, to me, and this name keeps coming up in the chat, like the one guy that interests me around the NBA for this team right now for where they would go forward without Jimmy Butler is De'Aaron Fox. That's the one name. But that requires, and yeah, I know there are three-way scenarios to get this done. It requires Sacramento kind of dropping out, which seems like, I didn't mention them as one of the seven teams because they've kind of dropped out. They're not playing that well. Mike Brown is repeating the same word 26 times.
That was crazy.
Crazy. But I think we expected this from Sacramento because I like DeRozan, but I didn't love the fit. And, you know, they've been really healthy for a couple of years and they haven't cashed in. But Fox is the one guy that interests me. But again, you're going to get him in a midseason trade? I don't think so. I think we're headed exactly where we were headed before. The only thing I think this is a good thing for the Heat today, because I think that having it out there in the space that there are teams that may actually be interested here, I think it gets general managers kind of thinking. You mentioned, Tim, this date, this December 10th and all the rest of this about players can be traded. The Melton contract, that plays into it. A lot of these factors together, but I'm always default to the Heat are going to try to compete. I give Jimmy credit for he hasn't made an issue this year. Okay, he hasn't made an issue. He's played in the back-to-backs. He didn't look like he wanted to play in Charlotte, but he's played in the back-to-backs when he's been healthy, and he's starting to play better of late. And him starting to play better of late may, again, convince the Heat to just hold him. But if he opts in, which would be counter to everything that his side has said privately, then Sean's right. Then the Heat are going to have a decision to make, because I don't know that that's the best option for the Heat for him to opt into the contract for next year. I mean, then he's a true lame duck player at that point, right? And then you may have issues. And then it'd be a question of, are we going to spend all the next year talking about trading his expiring? Let's get to a couple of comments before we close here. We appreciate everybody joining us. We'll do more as we go forward. I've got another stream at 105 with Dono.
And Shams just tweeted again.
Wait, tweet again.
He's open to listen to offers of Jimmy Butler, and the six-time All-Star is believed to prefer a win-now contender in any trade. That's not.
No, I think he tweeted that before. But that's the key phrasing, though. The key phrasing is the Heat are open to. It didn't say they're shopping him. They're open to. That's, again, context, verbiage, this matters.
But it's important because this is clearly someone is pushing this. Someone is pushing
right,
this.
And I,
for him
and
to
I
said all, re, repost a two-hour tweet to get,
right,
and out get of all out, the things, out. Out of all the things want, he said, he was instructed. So that's what, you know, is this business is very interesting. So.
Did the Lakers disband or something? Is ESPN need content today? It kind of feels like that. Like this is a little bit
LeBron
of a
LeBron didn't play last night, so yes, they
need. Right, that's the thing, right? And Bronny didn't play. I've said all along they were open. I've said that. They're open. They're going to listen. They listen to everything. That's not news. That's different from shopping. This is, again, this gets back to the Hero thing from the past few years, okay? Where it was like, okay, they're shopping Tyler Hero. No, they weren't. They weren't. They assess value when they have conversations with different teams. Andy is talking to teams all the time. Then it comes up, okay, where would there be interest if we decided to move him? What is the player that we're looking for? And a lot of trades happen when they're not supposed to happen. Dwayne Wade was traded back to Miami by Cleveland when there was no plan to trade Dwayne Wade to Miami, okay? It was a conversation that Kobe Altman and Andy Ellsberg were having about other players, and Kobe said to Andy, hey, you want Dwayne back? And Dwayne ended up coming back and essentially, in my view, saving the franchise, because him coming back was one of the reasons Jimmy ended up being here. These things are very fluid. The Heat have been open. They've been open. Like, they've not said, we will not trade. This is not like they've been with Bam at certain times. Like, we won't trade Bam. Don't even discuss Bam. Okay, all the rest is. Teams typically will ask for your third best player. Tyler has been their third best player for a while now, whether healthy or not. And so teams have inquired about Tyler, but it didn't mean the Heat were shopping Tyler. I don't think the Heat are shopping Jimmy. I don't think they're going team to team and saying, okay, what would you give us? They know which pieces would match. Andy knows the cap and tax better than anybody. And I think teams are starting to jockey here to see what it would take to pry Jimmy away. If Jimmy is at odds with the Heat in any way, then other teams think, okay, maybe we could get him for less. Maybe we can get him without extending him. Maybe we, and I think that's more what's going on here right now than anything, anything new. Okay. A couple comments here. Shizzo, Jimmy's not going anywhere. Tony Wiley, if the Heat lose Jimmy, Miami would lose its toughest identity overnight. Ryan, Matt, Jimmy is gone. I mean, he may very well be gone at the end of this year. I don't necessarily think that means a trade right now. Salas D, Ethan just confirmed Wade is the GM. No, but it certainly helps to have a good relationship with your best player, regardless what his statue looks like. Van Lee, Jimmy wants his money. I've said that from the start. That's his number one priority right now. He's going to ask for every dime from whatever team it is he goes to, whether it's Miami or somewhere else. Eli says, Pat, wake up and pay him. I don't think most fans are there. I don't, right? I think if we polled it, like, should the Heat just, should I poll that on Discord or Twitter? Should the Heat just extend Jimmy Butler and end this? I'll poll that. What do you think? What do you guys, we'll close with this. What do you think the results of that would be? Where do you think the fan base is?
Because, like Sean said, everyone's so transactional. They're tired of this mix. They want them gone. You know, they're going to vote. They just want to trade for trade's sake. Not knowing that. Right. Jimmy, like, you know, like, saved this franchise, you know, like, you don't want to see a team with just Jimmy, with no Jimmy on it. You don't want, you don't really want to. You think you do, you don't really want to.
I agree with that. Without knowing numbers and being specific about that, like, you could extend him at a value. It's not realistic, but I think the number is going to be too high. I do want to shout out Vade, Salas D, and Ronster. Had three questions in the off-floor Discord. Make sure if you're not doing that, $2.99 a month. $3.99 if you don't use the right link, but use the right link and save yourself a dollar so you don't pay Apple. Their questions were already answered, but talking about, you know, different destinations, different packages, things like that. So make sure you guys check out Off the Floor. And I want to close with this because we did Floor is Yours. Usually it's not Heat Talk. We did this emergency pod because the breaking news, it had to happen, right? The people wanted it. Over 1,600 people in here live.
Wow.
Let me ask this. NBA Cup, because I know, Ethan, you're a huge proponent and fan of the NBA Cup. Who do we think is going to win the NBA Cup? And in the chat, if you guys want to make your pick, just one team, who's going to win the NBA Cup, Timmy?
The Bodega Knicks.
The Bodega Knicks. Okay. Ethan, who's, do you know who is in the NBA
Cup? Who's in the NBA Cup? I'm actually going to do a better edge contest on the NBA Cup. This is, I will say this, and I like Adam Silver, actually. I actually like him. I don't think he's been as bad as commissioner as people think he has been. I think this is the single stupidest idea the NBA has ever had. I do not understand the point of it. I don't.
Money!
I don't
think the coach,
well, that is the point of it. But beyond that, like, and the coaching, like, Spo trying to act like it's a big thing for the – come on. Most of the players don't even know. The majority of players make too much money for the money to matter. Their reporters had to go to Vegas. I've never heard reporters who have to go to Vegas who are complaining about having to go to Vegas, and I was hearing that this week. I never even filled out the application to go out there. I think it's dumb. The Heat got added two games, Toronto and Detroit. That's what's relevant to me. But yes, now we can call this an NBA podcast. So subscribe to the NBA on Five Reasons feed. We thank you. Should I check the poll here? I just put it up. Ready?
You're not weaseling out of this. Who's your pick?
Are the Wizards in it? I literally have no idea.
Magic versus Bucks, Mavs versus Thunder, and then tomorrow you have Hawks versus Knicks and Warriors versus Rockets.
I mean, the Thunder are the best team in the NBA, in my view, ultimately, or will be. Boston's the best team in the NBA, but I think the Thunder may be there by the end of the year. I'll just say the Thunder. I'll say the Thunder.
Warriors, if they win the NBA Cup, imagine that thought going through their mind, like, wow, we won the midseason tournament, but what if we add Jimmy Butler?
Can add Jimmy Butler before the NBA Cup? I love how LeBron loved the NBA Cup when they got eliminated and said it was a stupid idea.
He said it made no sense. Like, come on, LeBron.
Welsh, I'm challenging this, okay, because I can't let this stand. Thanks for figuring out your audio, Gramps. Okay, first, Gramps is fine. Okay, whatever. But that wasn't me. There's a tweet going out. StreamYard is not working for a lot of people today. So that wasn't me. I had nothing to do with that this morning. So there we go. All right. Thanks everybody for joining. Thanks for Sean for setting this up. Thanks for Timothy for raising his hand and jumping on. You'll be on the Jimmy Butler beat. If he's playing with Heald in Golden State, we'll just send you to San Francisco out there. Actually, Jimmy can get out there by the time of the All-Star game. All right. We appreciate it. Thanks for everybody for joining. I'll be on with Dono in what feels like 15 minutes.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.